Psalm 107, and verse 8. Just one verse today. Psalm 107, verse 8. Your page is turning. Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Before we get into the Scripture, I want to break down two or three words in the verse, and then we're going to talk about praising. I love praising God. You should love praising God. Praising is part of worship. Amen? It's not all of worship, but it is part of worship. You can worship God in a lot of ways, but God wants you to praise Him. You should want to praise Him. Oh, that man would praise Him. That starting is an oh. I might be interpreting it wrong, but I interpret a little bit of pain there. Oh, that men would praise Him. Oh, that we would see how good He is, amen, and praise Him. Oh, that we would praise Him. And He said, because of all the things that He has done to us. He's done for us and He's done in us, but there are some things that God does to us that we can praise no matter what. That we can praise no matter what. I said no matter what. No matter what your current state is today, if you're a born-again child of God, and even if you're not this morning, you could praise Him. You could. But if you are born again, if you are saved, if you have put your trust and faith in Christ, you can praise Him today. Ain't that good? I love this psalmist. I'm not a big song guy. I'm not a singer. I don't see music like some people see music. But this just broke loose in my spirit. I love this. It says, oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. If we would complain less. If we would complain less. God inhabits the praise of His people. It does not say anywhere in the Bible that He inhabits the complaint of His people. Does God want to hear your complaints? Yes. Do you have complaints? I'm sure you do. But let me ask you this. How often do you want to sit around somebody who's complaining all the time? Can you not find anything good where God can inhabit the praise of you? I'm telling you, some people make it easy for you to walk out. Some people make it easy. I'm preaching. You might not like this, but there's churches and places that you can go to, and everybody complains all the time, and all the ones that are left are complainers. They got rid of all their problems, and they got what's left is them. And they'll tell you how bad it was. Amen? Let's get through complaining and let's get busy praising. Let's get busy praising. Stop complaining about all the things that ain't going your way and get busy praising. Man, we can stop and go home right now and it'd been good to be in the house of God. We praise God, and you know what? He's came down in the midst of this church because we're praising Him. That's what church is all about. You're not coming here to lay out your complaint before God. If that's the case, you should have been in the altar already. The altar is the place for complaint, anxiety, fear, sin, trouble. Praise is what these seats are for. Praise is what this choir loft is about. It's about coming here and saying, God, despite the cancer, I praise You. Despite the divorce, I praise You. Despite my financial woes, I praise You. Despite all that, God, I praise You. Because I can complain, but I choose to praise. If you ain't figured out the title of my message this morning is I'm going to praise You. Because sometimes you just got to praise Him despite of how you feel. Raise one arm up and praise Him. And if you get real courageous, raise both antennas up for good reception. I don't know how many of you was raised in the 70s and 80s, but we had bunny ears back then. Praise God, you set them up on the TV set and had to spin them around and dial it in. Never mind. It wouldn't hurt none of you to dial God in every once in a while. Just praise Him till He knocks you down. Just praise Him till He gets to you. Just praise Him till He moves from breastplate to breastplate. You ever been in a service where God moves breastplate to breastplate? You're sitting there and all of a sudden three people down from you is worshiping and you're like, man, I don't feel Him yet. And all of a sudden He jumps on you and you get a good case of I can't help it. I've not seen an outbreak of I can't help it here much. I'd like to see it. Amen? I'd like to see it. I just can't help it, but I got to say. I just can't help it, but I got to sing. I can't help it, but I got to testify. I can't help it. And then you'll say, I can't believe they can't help it until it jumps on you and then you can't help it. If we would complain less, if we would praise more, let us praise God for the common mercies. The first chorus of our song should be the common mercies. But they're not, they're common mercies. We call them common mercies. But if they were taken away from us, we wouldn't want to live. If they were taken away from us, we wouldn't want to live. I said it, and y'all ain't getting it yet. But let's go. Y'all want to go through some just for preaching's sake? What's this? Let's do this one. Thank You, Lord, for the eyes to behold the sun. God, thank You for giving me vision that I can see. If you're in here today and you can able to see and get around on your own, praise God, you should stick your hand up every once in a while and say, yeah, I ain't as much money there. Yeah, I got some sickness. Yeah, I got some pain. But God, I'm looking through some eyes and I can see. Man, that's pretty good, God. Thank You for that. I appreciate that, Lord. When's the last time you thanked Him for the commonness of being able to see? Number two. Your health to go. Amen? Somebody in here should have shouted by about right now. Because some of you ain't always had that. Some of us have always took it for granted. God, thank You. Have you ever got up and went somewhere and then realized, thank You, Lord, that I'm able to walk? God, thank You that I'm able to walk around and go to the places and say stuff like, tomorrow I'm going to the mall. Tomorrow I'm going to Walmart. Tomorrow I'm going to work. Tomorrow I'm going to work on my property. God, I'm going to go into my fields. God, I'm going to go into my wife. Oh, praise God. Thank You for the ability to walk, Lord. Thank You for some health. Some of you right now might say, well, my health's not great. Has it ever been? Well, praise God then. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes I'll get the mullet growth. Oh, Lord, You let me get this. Oh, Lord, that. And God say, yeah, I'm running on a 4-4 year streak, son. Could You praise me? Yes, Lord, I thank You. Sometimes we need a little praise. Some of us need a little pain where we'll get a little praise. Because we'll remember how good it is. That's just number two. Amen. Number three, for the bread we eat. Well, we could stop right there. Some of you need to give a double praise because you got a double portion. Some of you working on triples. Amen. Just being honest, just be honest. Raise your hand and say, thank You, Lord, that I ain't never starved. I ain't never had to worry about where I'm getting a meal. And praise God if you have. You ain't famished today. God ain't forgot about you. God says, I love you like I love the birds of the air. He said, I've fed every one of them. I've clothed every one of them. We'll talk about bread and food. Praise God, the birds of the air don't have to worry about to eat. And I'm looking at you. Some of you don't either. And there ain't none of you in here that ain't wearing a stitch of clothes. Praise God for that. Some of you say, well, I ain't got the best clothes. The best clothes are the clothes you can wear. Well, they ain't got all the name tapes on. Praise God, I'm being honest with you. If you could keep yourself closed, you should every once in a while just lift your hand and say, thank you, God, because there's plenty of people today that don't know where their clothes are coming from. They don't know where their meal's coming from. They're hoping somebody will come out to their village. Somebody will come out to their city. Somebody will come out to their place and give them some food. Praise God. Hey, somebody today getting up and going to walk 5 or 10 miles just for a clean drink of water. Some of you, and I'm going to go ahead and preach it. I don't care if you like it or not. Some of you ran in the water the whole time you brushed your teeth this morning. Didn't we? Took it for granted. We should be praising God more than anybody. I'm telling you, we stay silent when we shouldn't stay silent. We should be in the house of God saying, God, thank you for the little. These are common mercies. Just think of how many of them we've already said, if we didn't have them, we'd probably laid up somewhere right now going, oh God, let me die. Life ain't worth living. We are not amongst the hopeless. Amen? God, never mind. I thought that was a shouter. I don't know. It must have just been me and some coffee on a Friday night reading through that. But aren't you glad you ain't amongst the hopeless? If you're saved this morning, every once in a while, just say amen or breathe or something. We'll put a mirror under your nose. Make sure you're still breathing. Amen? Listen, just go. Every once in a while, say thank you, Lord, that I'm not amongst and I'm the hopeless. That means people that are sitting right now going, there ain't no way out. I might as well die. Hey, might be somebody amongst us today that thought about committing suicide one time in your life because you was hopeless. Aren't you glad that God shined the hope in your life? Aren't you glad that He continues? Man, I'm being honest with you. I've got hope this morning. Somebody said, well, you got some bad situations ongoing. I got some bad situations, but I know my end. It's expected. I've got an expected end. I know what's going to happen with my life. The minute I take my last breath, the minute you take your last breath, you'll be in the presence of God, and you'll praise Him for everything that's went on. I'm serious. When you take your last breath, I don't care if you're burnt at the stake, if you die on a respirator, or somebody standing around your hospital bed, or if you die going down the street, oh, we feel so bad for them. If you're born again, there's a hope. We'll stand in glory. Every person that's in glory this morning is looking down on this earth going, I can't wait till they get here. They ain't even seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. We got a heaven to go to. I'm glad I'm not amongst the hopeless. I'm glad I ain't sitting around with somebody waiting for the economy to get better, waiting for a politician to do something, waiting for a tax refund, waiting for a better job. Praise God, I got Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I'm as happy as I can be. It's a pretty good message so far. I thought we'd be running around shouting by now. Y'all just saving it up to the end, right? That's what I thought. That we are not confined among the guilty. How many of you are glad you're not bound up somewhere? You're not locked up. I know some of you are super spiritual, but praise God, every once in a while I lift my little hand and say, thank you, God, for protecting me when I was stupid. Thank you, Lord, that I didn't end up in jail. Because it's not that I didn't deserve it, but praise God, I didn't get caught. Some of you looking up here right now clutched your bag a little tighter. Wonder what kind of preacher we got. I'll tell you exactly what kind of preacher you got. Before I got saved, I was a hell-bound sinner, and I was a bad man. But praise God, God come along in the midst of my ignorance, in the midst of my stupidity, and saved me despite of who I am. Ain't that good to you? We should all, some of us should be locked up. Some of us should be in mental work. Some of us should be in the hospital. But by the grace of God, we're not locked up anywhere. We're free. Some of you took it for granted this morning when you slid in the house of God. Some of you even said in your heart and mind, I've got to go to church. Praise God, change your attitude. Oh, we get to go to church. Oh, man, it's a good job. I can't believe I get to go again. Say it until you believe it. Fake it till you make it. Well, I don't really believe myself. Just keep saying it. You'll tell all the stuff you got. I'm miserable. I'm sick. I'm hurt. I'm mad. We're going under. Oh, we're going to be in this church. Man, praise God. God's on the throne. If He ain't in control, then I don't want to be a part of it. freedom. We should shout and run a little bit. We're born in America. We got freedoms. We take them for granted. You can go down on any courthouse lawn today. You can, being honest with you. You can go anywhere that you pay taxes at today, on any corner, on any street, and stand out there and say, Jesus Christ lives. There's a man right now on Hickson. I've seen him several times. He's just standing out there with a sign. It says, Jesus is coming, or Jesus is good. I've seen him three or four times. I'm sitting there thinking, hey, we live in a country where that ain't going. You can do that. Now, we can talk about how bad it's going to get or whatever, or we can get busy living in our freedom. Some of you, every once in a while, slip up your hand and say, oh, God, thank you for letting me live in a free nation that I can serve you and I can worship you. Some of y'all use excuses like, well, the country's getting bad, but praise God, you ain't used every one of your liberties yet either. Some of y'all ain't all pushed it all the way up out of the edge too. They ain't thinking about throwing you in jail. Amen? Then you can scream about how unfair it is. Praise God, stand in it. Stand in it. Courthouses, there's abortion clinics. I've got friends right now who stand on abolitionists. They're standing on right outside the abortion clinic. You know what? There'll be some people come right up to them with a gun and put it in their face and say, we're going to kill you. And they'll say, well, you'll have to, because we're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to be here the next day. We're going to be here the next day. Amen? We got freedoms. Use them. Thank God for them. Praise Him for them. But use them. Amen? Freedoms. How many of you thank God for your free? Oh, man, for your freedom. Y'all want another F? Friends. Well, I don't need no friends. Praise God for some good Christian friends. I'm not talking about 1,000. I ain't talking about 800. I ain't talking about some people on social media. I'm talking about somebody you can call in the midnight hour and say, God, hey, will you pray for me? Will you pray with me? Can I share something with you? Can I talk to you? And you ain't going to talk to nobody else. I like to have a friend or two that I can lean on. God's given me some great men and women in my life that I can lean on. Can I preach a few of them? I've got some good godly men. I can call them in the midnight hour, and the only person they're going to tell about it is God. Amen? I like that. Can I give you a second one? My other friend sits right over there. Her name's Melissa. God gave me one of my best friends, and He let me marry her. I don't know what he was thinking. Back when I was a lost man working in Shaw Industries, I thought she was cute. I thought she was pretty. I thought that I wanted to go on a date with her, but I didn't know that I was going to marry my best friend. That woman right there, she don't look like much. She don't say much, but she's the strongest person I know. When I say she don't look like much, I'm saying she's 5'3". I'm saying she don't say a whole lot. I'm telling you this, she's the most beautiful person I know. I'll cover myself. Thank you. But I want to say this. I want to tell you something. Sometimes pastors, I'm going to keep preaching here. Sometimes pastors' wives are the people that are overlooked the most. Amen? They give all the credit and all the props to the pastor. And she sits there and people are looking at her and having expectations on her. But I didn't know that God was going to give me the strongest spiritual woman that I've ever met. Never blinked, never stuttered, never stammered, never took a back step when I said, God said we're going somewhere. You know what? She'd say, let's go. You want another one? Jesus. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I've tried him. I've tried him. I've tried him. When I couldn't count on nobody else. When I couldn't turn to nobody else. When I couldn't turn to my closest friends in the faith. And I couldn't turn to my wife. And this is okay. I could turn to Jesus. And you know what I found out? If you turn to Him, He'll turn to you. The Bible says it like this. If you draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to you. And somebody said, well, you couldn't even turn to your wife. There's places in this world that there's rooms you'll sit in. There's times you'll be so hurt and so broke. The only person you could turn to is God, and He'll meet you there. There's been times where I've been so confused and so mad and so hurt and so scared that I've crawled into the darkest places, the closets that I'll speak of, and get on my face before God and just begin to cry. And you know what God will say? He'll come right and goes, Kevin, I know it don't feel like it. Sis, I know it don't feel like it. Brother, I know it don't feel like it. But I'm in this too, and I'll help you get out of this. You might be depressed, you might be scared, you might be hurting, but I'm in this too. There's joy to be found in this. there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen? To the world, he don't look like much. He don't. To the world, he don't look like much at all. When he come on the scene of this world, he looked like a root out of dry ground. The world said they rejected him. But he looks like everything to me. I've never laid eyes on Jesus. But I know that I love him with all my heart. And when I do see him, I'm going to worship him for a while. Amen? We're not hopeless. We have freedoms. We have friends. For family and associates and for comforts. Amen? Y'all ready to get into the biggest one? Let our biggest chorus, let our biggest praise, let our loudest praise be. Amen? What is our loudest praise and our biggest praise? It'll be the praise. The sweetest and loudest is the praise that should be the redeeming love of God towards the chosen people. We can talk about all the things that He's given us. We can talk about all the blessings, the comforts that He's given us. We should talk the sweetest and the loudest about His redemption. Amen? About His redemption. He didn't leave us in our corruption. Amen? He didn't leave us in our corruption. He lifted us up out of our sin. He brought us. He drug us. He prompted us to the cross. He brought us, every one, to the cross, brokenhearted and sinful, and brought us there to forgive us and change our lives. Are you not glad? I mean, you can sing about friends. You can sing about homes. You can sing about wives. You can sing about health. But then all of a sudden, you got to lift your hand and say, "But oh, God found me. Oh, He found me. He found me when I was lost. He found me when I was undone. He found me when I was a sinner." Some of you got saved when you was 8. Some of you got saved when you was 14. Some of you got saved when you was 20. Some of you got saved when you was 30. Some of you got saved when you were 40. Some of you got saved when you were 50. Some of you got saved when you were 60. Some of you got saved when you were 70. Aren't you glad that God didn't give up on you? Some of you, every once in a while, should just say, "God, I don't know what you were thinking. I don't know why you wanted somebody like me at all. But I am thankful that you pursued me. I am thankful that you came after me and took me and tried to save me, Lord God. And I'm glad that I was just smart enough to give in." Amen? Check this out. Are you glad this morning that the shackles of guilt are broken off? And we're no longer slaves. Is there anybody in here that the shackles have been broke off? Is there anybody in here? I'm not talking just about drugs. They're gone. Sexual addiction, they're gone. Manipulating and lying, they're gone. How about some legalistic stuff? How about some legalistic religious stuff? Whew. How about some pain that people put on you and you didn't ever think you was ever going to get over? How about some mental stuff? How about some family stuff? That God come and unlock the shackles off them things and you can just praise Him. Aren't you glad that the shackles are gone? Amen? That God, He took the key out when He saved you. See, no, I'm preaching. Hey, some of you thought, "I'm going to get saved. I'm not going to go to hell, thank God." But then all of a sudden, God can unlock the shackles that you thought would never get off your life. Some things that you never thought, that was one of the benefits that you just didn't know about. I like that, amen? We're no longer slaves to sin, but we're children of God. Man, that better be your loudest praise. That should be your loudest thing to sing about. I'm no longer in the same family. I no longer belong to the devil. I no longer live in that capability. You know who I belong to? I belong to Jesus. I'm a part of His family. I'm an heir to the kingdom of God. Jesus is my brother. Amen? One day when I pass away, I'm going to inherit the kingdom of God. When somebody says, "Well, you're no better than I am," you just tell them, "You're right. I was in the same mess you are. Thank God that He saved me. He'll save you too. It ain't about how good you are. It's about how good He was." No, none righteous. No, not one. Ain't you glad the Bible says that? Not one. Ain't not one person in this room. Ain't one person on the face of this planet that got it all right except Jesus. Everybody else is unrighteous. I got a question for you. As you stand and the song, as Scott comes and gets a song, I want to ask you a question. As you're standing, I've gave you a bunch of stuff to praise about. I gave you a laundry list of things that we should be praising about. I want to ask you this question while they start playing or whatever the case may be. I'll ask you a couple of questions. Can you remain to be silent? Can you remain to be silent? Will you awake? The heritage of God's glory, will you awake and just praise Him? And if you can't, and if you can't praise Him, for any of the stuff we listed today, if you can't praise Him, would you come to this altar and work out your salvation with the Lord and work out why you can't praise Him? Why you're always complaining but rarely ever praising? Can you come and work that out with the Lord? Now I'm going to give you a license, a free license today. From this moment on, the moment I'll be quiet, to the end of the service, you can worship Him. You can praise Him. Or you can come and talk to Him. But the rest of this service is for you. You got to do what you're going to do with Jesus. Come. Come.